Well, top of the morning to you guys. And now in the UK, it's dull. Now here's a school, a daycare center in Florida. You know, the Sunshine State. And the teacher in a sort of class of two-year-olds thought it would be a great idea to reenact, I guess, the Rosa Parks arrest. And the teacher used a two-year-old black girl and a two-year-old white boy, I believe, to kind of reenact her arrest and fingerprinting. I don't believe real handcuffs were used. Oh, well, that's all right then. How could this teacher use these innocent two-year-old children as their pawns to push their own political agenda or ideology? But I'll give you one guess, guys, and see if you can get it. What was the gender of the teacher who did this? But amazing, guys, you got it. It was a feminine, of course. And of course, the parents were up in arms and disgusted by this. I don't know whether the teacher was removed, but this isn't a teacher, is it? It's an activist. And it shouldn't be anywhere near children, teaching them in any way for the rest of their lives. Now, I don't know whether this teacher was black or not, but it's a good possibility, isn't it? That is the trouble with these femmes in the educational system. They're really activists, pushing their agenda on the innocent minds. And the people that actually do that, what do you actually call them? Exactly, guys, exactly. I mean, surely this is a form of child abuse, isn't it? And this teacher is so brazen, she got them to hold up signs that obviously she's probably written and took a picture. And as people go, this is the lowest of the low, using these innocent children to try and create division. The trouble is, it's very rife in the educational system. And as I've said before, the educational system is run 85% by femmes. But it does show you how untouchable these femmes think they are in the educational system. They think they can do this, and they don't see anything wrong in it at all. What the educational system needs is more male representation to create a better balance in the educational system. The educational system in the US needs completely looking into. They should start hiring teachers, not activists. Of course, the trouble is the repercussions for this Femon teacher will be absolutely minimal. They should put her in a room on her own with the parents of these children, just for about, I don't know, half an hour. Good idea, eh? What do you think, guys? You let me know, won't you?